eternity says all is now, and we can't have more of good now at any time than you can have it now. Mortal mind's also saying, I'm not getting around as well as I used to. I don't have as much strength as I used to. I'm not as active as I used to be. All of that comes out of a consciousness that doesn't understand infinity and eternity. The consciousness that understands infinity and eternity stays active, stays strong, healthy, vital, dwells in abundance, accomplishes great things, and keeps on doing bigger and bigger things forever. Look at our leader. When Mortal Mind says she was well into her 80s, she established the Christian Science Monitor. What you experience is determined by what you understand and accept within. It's just as important to understand man as it is to understand God, to have the consciousness within that gives you dominion over the earth. Individual man includes all the concepts that God conceives about himself and his universe. There's not a God and a man. Man is God made manifest. He's the evidence of God's activity, of his thinking. Therefore, he's inseparable from God, and he exists only within infinite mind as idea. Man is the active aggregation of all of the ideas and concepts that God includes. He's never under a law of obscuration, but he shines forth in radiant splendor. He's always at the door of unlimited opportunities, infinite opportunities to express God. Man is always the image of God. There is no past, present, or future to man. There's no history. There's no penalty for man. He's never in the flesh, so he can't suffer. Mazzetti once said, "Nothing has lifted me more rapidly in understanding than constantly dwelling on the thought, God created man both male and female, not masculine and feminine." Now here's the secret of the demonstration of being. We need to see our true identity as the active expression of all the male and all the female qualities of God. It's within us. We never only have half of a creation. We're never just the belief of a man or a woman. If we believe we're a man or a woman, then we suffer from that basis. But if you see that you include all the manhood and all the womanhood qualities within you, then you are a complete expression of God's being. And this is the secret of the right of success in business or of a happy home. It's the foundation of a right sense of practice. Ms. A once wrote a letter to a friend, and she started out the letter by saying, "Today I want to talk to you about money." And in the first paragraph of the letter says, "Now you must see money as completely dead. It can do nothing for you." And that's understandable if you see that as spiritual image or reflection of God, material money couldn't do anything for you, the image. But then after the first paragraph, she went on for three typewritten pages talking about the manhood and womanhood of being. And that was money. I had a woman come to me a few years ago who had worked and was working for an old line company out in the West. And she'd been in that one company her whole business career. And she'd been there 20 odd years. And she says, "I know I can go no further. I'm on the next to the top echelon." And she says, "In this company, no woman has ever gotten to the top echelon." And I said, "Well, you don't have to accept that. If you really value your womanhood and lift up the qualities of womanhood high enough, there's no limits to where you can go." And so we talked about establishing the true qualities of womanhood and the true qualities of manhood within her consciousness. And she went to work on it. Several weeks later, she called me. She said, I made a very interesting observation today. She says, I was in a meeting with all the men on the top echelon of this company. And she says, every man on the top echelon was expressing his womanhood. She says, but there were men from my level there, and she says, they weren't expressing their womanhood, and I know they can go no further. That awakened her to really see the value of womanhood. And within a week, she was on the top echelon of that company. Womanhood are the high, inspiring, leading, creating qualities of being. Manhood are the strong, protector, providing, supporting qualities. It's like a fortress. The manhood qualities surround to protect so that the womanhood qualities can soar within. But it's all within consciousness. Now, one doesn't acquire womanhood through birth any more than one acquires manhood. Both are obtained only through spiritual advancement and through no other way. Mr. Mackenzie, who was the original lecturer and later a member of the Christian Science Board of Directors, went to Mrs. Eddy one day and he said, Mother, why was it that a woman had to discover Christian Science? And Mrs. Eddy said the discoverer was going to have so much error thrown at him or her that it had to be somebody who knew how to take it. And she said, she compared man to a mighty oak he broke in the wind. But true womanhood was like a willow tree. It bends with the wind and then comes back. Well, some years later, Mr. Mackenzie was practicing in Toronto, and he lost a case. And in those days, there was nothing to protect him. And the family sued him, and the news of it got into the headlines of the paper. And the whole city became incensed against Christian Science, and Mr. Mackenzie became ill. And one day as he was praying, he suddenly remembered this conversation with Mrs. Eddy. And he said, I can lift up my womanhood so that I don't see this error. And he lifted his consciousness into the allness of love. And that consciousness completely obliterated from him both his reacting to the problem and his awareness of the problem. He was instantly healed, and the court case just dissolved. Ms. Eddy has the statement that error fell before the womanhood of God that presented the highest ideal of love. Now, Mrs. Eddy demonstrated and presented to the world the highest ideal of womanhood. In thinking about Mrs. Eddy and Jesus, the world usually, even Christian Scientists, because of their education with mortal mind, puts Jesus ahead of Mrs. Eddy.